But to say that John McCain was aligned with President Bush on the prosecution of the war in Iraq is to change history.
Are you proud of the work and the leadership of the Commander-in-Chief in this war?
Yes, I am. I think the President has led with great clarity, and I think he's done a great job leading the country.
Is it your view that Donald Rumsfeld can continue to be an effective Secretary of Defense?
Yes, today I do, and I believe he's done a fine job. He's an honorable man. We've got to stay the course, and speeches like the President's last night, I think, are important.
Choice is an illusion created between those with power and those without.
What do all men with power want? More power.
Now they knew who was master and leader. Sheep, thought I.
You said we're headed to war in Iraq. I don't know why you say that. I hope we're not headed to war in Iraq. I'm the person who gets to decide, not you.
Remorse for what? You people have done everything in the world to me. Doesn't that give me equal right? I can do anything I want to you people at any time I want to, because that's what you've done to me. If you spit in my face and smack me in the mouth and throw me in solitary confinement for nothing, what do you think's going to happen when I get out of here? What I haven't done enough, I might be ashamed of that for not doing enough. Maybe I should have killed 400 or 500 people, then I would have felt better. Then I felt like I'd really offered society something. You've got it stuck in your brain that I must have done that. What do you want to call me a murderer? I find more real paperwork that I'm in than I do the tinsel. And the real world is the one I have to deal with every day. Believe me, if I started murdering people, there could not be left.
Chemical weapons threat. Terrorists, dangerous, die.
There are some who... I feel like that, you know, the conditions are such that they can attack us there. My answer is bring them on.
As of Monday, July 21st, 2008, 4,125 United States military personnel have died in Iraq since the start of the invasion.
We've got to stay the course.
Join us or die.
According to the British medical journal Lancet, over 100,000 Iraqi civilians had died since the start of the invasion.
If this were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier. Just so long as I'm the dictator.
What do you see when you're in the dark and the demons come?